everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning, 7-Eleven. It's Brackets Hunter.
What's up?
Now with more coronavirus.
That coronavirus? Fuck.
Quick look at your forecast today. Going to be a little bit chillier. We got some snow possible, high of 25. Tonight, more snow, low of 12. Tomorrow, cloudy. Chance for snow and a high of 24. Don't worry, Sunday, though, it's supposed to be 50. So we're going to go suntanning on Sunday.
I'm going to be tan.
So stupid.
So stupid.
Ah, dang it.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Get it
pump.
Pump it up.
Pump. Is that Joe Budden?
I think so. Astronomers say they found the first breathable oxygen in another galaxy for the first time ever. The oxygen is supposedly in the Makarian 231 galaxy.
But according to Brock, we're the only ones in the universe.
Dude, we are. This is so stupid. Just because they found breathable gas.
For the love of God, they're finding water. They're finding air.
Here's the problem. This is 560 million light years from Earth.
They did it in Total Recall. Well, that was Mars, but...
Yes, because if it's in a movie...
Come on.
With Arnold.
Give these people air.
Haven't you seen my movie where I go to Mars and I do it?
Every time that part comes up.
Give these people air.
Air? What?
Air. Like a little kid saying, I need air.
Come on. Give them air.
Do it. Come on, there's air. It's so far. Do it. Anyway, no. It's not going to do us any good.
No.
Because there's nothing else out there.
How far away is it again?
560 million light years away.
It's not too far.
It's very far.
Not too far.
What we could do is we could make a black hole and travel through the black
hole. It's like the folding piece of paper, man. The wormhole, man.
Aliens, man. We're the worm, man.
Hey, seriously, though, if we eventually, I mean, we'll never see it in our lifetime, but if we could travel that far, would you go check it out?
Yeah. If it wasn't an issue, I totally would. I'd hop in my space thing. Suit and get in there.
Would it be like Star Trek if you're going supersonic speed, all the stars come with you?
They say it's, I don't know. They say that's what it kind of be like. I don't know.
You know?
But if there's hot alien babes over there.
That's the reason you would go too.
Yeah.
Well, I could die. It's going to take a very long time to get there.
But. I could bang a green alien babe.
Hey, you guys got any alien chicks here? Anybody?
Are aliens allergic to latex? Because I got sheepskin condoms too. Perfect.
You would do a bleep blorp, huh?
Hell yeah, I would.
What kind of coronavirus are you going to get from a bleep blorp?
Yeah, think about the first guy to get a space STD.
You come back with like the coronavirus of planet 1267, but it's like something really extra.
It's their version of chlamydia.
You brought back what?
Space chlamydia. It's not that bad, guys.
What?
It's space chlamydia. I'm sitting there doing my press conference. They're asking me all these questions. So what was it like? Well, I'll be honest. The girls over at Galaxy 531 in the Nebula province, really slutty. They're like, that's like the Jersey girls of our world.
Yeah. You know, like the, I don't even know. This is getting so too ridiculous.
So what did you experience? Well, a slight itching in my genital region.
My genitals look like kryptonite. They're glowing.
It's insane.
Worth it.
Lastly, the video game programmer who came up with the Konami code has passed away at the age of 61. Oh, he's young.
Wow.
It worked on a bunch of games, but most people used it in the game that is one of my favorites. Oh, that takes you back. See, children, this is what video games used to sound like.
Right.
The classic Contra game.
Oh, yeah, man.
Obviously. Do you know the code, Hunter?
I don't know the code for Contra.
Well, this was used on a lot, but you get 30 lives if you hit specific buttons. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start.
Yep, nice.
I'm sure there's people out there that were just saying it with me that has played hours and hours of games.
No, a lot of codes, man. I didn't know that one, though.
What's the other one? What's the blood code?
ABACABB. That was for Sega Genesis. Mortal Kombat, the original.
Okay. What's long division?
What's long division? I have no idea.
But I can tell you how to do the blood code.
I was too busy playing Mortal Kombat when we were learning that in school.
Getting the blood code.
Yeah, getting the blood code.
I had a binder full of cheat codes.
Yeah. We used to call my mom's friend's son. Yeah. He was a little bit older than us, and he had all the codes, man. Mm-hmm. So I always call him up. Hey, Brian, what's Scorpion's finishing move, man? Hold block up, man. Thanks.
But seriously, I had a notebook, and you wrote down the codes. Do you remember the gaming magazines?
We were over at Topps the other day.
Do they still have them?
They still have all the old gaming code magazines.
Dude, that's awesome.
Nintendo Power, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The Nintendo Power magazines. Yeah. They have a bunch of those. There's some classics in there, man, just strategy guides and...
Not gonna lie too, like some of the magazines that had like the hot female characters from like Tekken and all the other ones.
Why do you gotta go to everything?
What?
You just want to bang everything.
I'm sorry.
For God's sake.
I'm sorry.
Have you gotten past puberty yet?
No, I have not. There's a lot of chafing.
You know, you stay away from it. My whole family. I got
a funny joke for you.
Yeah.
How did my little swimmers get across the road?
Oh.
I put the wrong socks on this morning.
Oh, God. God. Yeah. Both of them?
Isn't that funny?
That's a hell of a cleanup.
That's a funny joke.
Yeah.
Jeez, all right. Man. Should we go? Is that it?
Socks
is that good?
Are crunchy this
yeah,
morning.
They're crunchy.
Huh?
It's not the snow that's crunchy underneath my feet. That's your morning dump. I'm sorry.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 W.